Freestyle Travel. Here we go. That's a beer.
Woo, it's coming in hot. All right.
Sorry, I'm pouring this, oh my god. This beer is foamy. This is my homebrew I just opened up, and it is foaming. I've had some beers that were undercarbonated. I am taking an exception with this one. All right, here we go. It's okay. Hey, everybody. It's a wild episode. It's a wild time to be alive. So, cheers, you guys. Let me take a sip here as we get into this. Drinking this hazy black IPA that I brewed here in Biloxi, Mississippi, where I am right now. Shut down, as it were. Pretending to be shut down. Yeah, obviously, we're in the big coronavirus pandemic thing going on. This is where I came after California to Mississippi. I came here to make backpacks, you know. Kind of got over here in a hurry. My idea was, let's get to Mississippi, let's make a bunch of bivy packs and go on a book tour. That was my idea. I was going to get here and make some backpacks for people who want to buy them, and yeah, just go on this kind of leisurely tour, going to breweries, talking about my book, Six Pack of Hitchhiking Stories. You can still get it on Amazon. Hell, a lot of people got nothing else to do better than read, from what I've been reading. So yeah, I was gonna go to breweries, talk about the book, and make my way to New York, see a bunch of friends, see my buddy Nick, who I did the whole hopping show with. Been going through a bunch of that footage today. And yeah, then this whole virus thing got pretty out of control. So that's just kind of what a lot of people around the world are dealing with right now. And I've had plenty of people, friends, acquaintances, people I barely know, people I don't know at all even, who've just been listening to this podcast, or reading my blog, watching my videos, asking me what I'm doing, you know? How's hitchhiking during this whole thing? How's traveling? And I haven't been. I've been here. Been stuck in one spot. And I mean, I kind of came here to be stuck temporarily. It's going on a little bit longer. I'm sort of embracing it. Yeah. I don't know what's next. I don't think a lot of people know what's next, how travel is going to work. So I wanted to kind of give you my perspective on how this has gone for me as someone who lives on the road indefinitely. I mean, I live out of a backpack, and now it's kind of like, and I love beer. Hell, I just made a show called Hopping, it's not out yet, about traveling and drinking beer, and now the government and social pressure is indicating don't travel and shut down all the bars and breweries. So, a show that I made about two of the things I love the most, going to breweries and traveling, are now being socially shamed and shut down. So, here we are. But I do have beer, and I do have a podcast about travel, so that's me cheersing the microphone. Yeah, like I said, I'm drinking a hazy blackout IPA. It's a black IPA I brewed when I first got here to Biloxi. It's a black IPA. It's just juicy as hell. So, yeah, anyways, this whole thing has been nuts. Like, I'm just watching it all go down, and usually I'm kind of immune to the news just being on the road. Like, I don't pay attention to politics. Like, I don't pay attention to pop culture stories, you know? Like, if something's real big, obviously I kind of hear about it. You can't help but hear about some things. But when you're stuck in one place, especially like a big thing like this, sort of like a fakeish disaster. I mean, I know it's a real disaster, but it's not like, I don't know, it's not like a hurricane or a blizzard. Like, anyways, like, it's sort of the same vibe as like a hurricane or a blizzard, or like the power being knocked out for a week, where people come together. And I really like that aspect of a disaster. I'm not going to lie. I'm sort of a freak like that. I love a good disaster. I don't like the disaster itself, but I kind of love what happens after it. You got no choice. Once it happened, so don't knock someone for liking it once it's there. I went to school in Florida. Aaron can relate to this. What's up, Aaron? Shout out. My buddy in California, we went to school together. It was a hurricane, and like once the hurricane happens, it's like people come together, you know? Like, I remember, like, we all knew the power was going to be out, so people were out barbecuing, and because all the stuff in the freezer was going to go bad, and you kind of come together. And this one's a weird one, because nothing's actually happened, you know? Like, at the time of recording this, the number of deaths in the United States is, like, up to 400. 400 people have died. You know, more people die in a hurricane. Something like... last year, something like 3,200 or 3,800, over 3,000 people per month die in car accidents. I don't know. It's actually like tangible stuff. It's like you go outside after a hurricane, you go outside and you see like, oh man, look, all those cars are smashed by that tree. You're like, oh, look, you go down to the marina and all the boats are screwed. And you're like, what the hell? Walk around and someone's houses smash and people are helping and... this is just a weird one, because it's nice outside. Nothing screwed up, you know? But people are freaking out, so... I'm just getting into my personal stuff with it, and I'll keep injecting my little opinions about what I think's going on. But, like, so I got to Mississippi, a month ago or something at this point. 2 or 3 weeks ago. Lose track of time. And yeah, I came here, the idea to make some backpacks, spend like 2 or 3 weeks here, which is about how long I've been here. I thought I'd be kind of gone by now-ish. And yeah, slowly this stuff started coming out. And then I think the whole spark of it was kind of like the NBA when Rudy Gobert came out, Utah Jazz, and all of a sudden the NBA got canceled. And then it was sort of a domino effect where... people and governments and stuff sort of getting socially pressured into like just shutting stuff down, and just like started becoming more and more clear, like, oh, this is like a big event. Like, people are going to react to this. So, at that point, like I said, my idea was to go on this book tour. I was going to start in Mississippi through Alabama, Georgia, probably South Carolina, definitely North Carolina, and head up the coast to New York, stopping at several breweries. I was just starting to get in touch with some of these breweries and, you know, playing this book tour. So that was option A. And then when shit started hitting the fan, like places were getting like... yeah, bars were shutting down, breweries were shutting down, things were getting canceled, and things were escalating. I'm like, this is looking less likely. And then I started looking at flights. And god damn, were flights cheap? I was looking at this ticket to Panama from New Orleans to Panama City, as in like just south of Costa Rica, Panama, Panama Canal, Panama, not Panama City, Florida, not to be mistaken. $50. $50 from New Orleans, not even like a huge major airport. And I was like, ooh, that might be the move. And I was really thinking of it for the first couple days after things started getting somewhat serious. And I was thinking not New York. I was like, I'm going to Panama. Basically, all I was waiting on was, so I'm making backpacks, the ones that are available. You can freestyletravelgear.com, those backpacks, the ones that I made, that design. But I was trying to make a new one for myself, a new prototype. So I was waiting until I finished the design and I placed the order to buy the plane ticket, because I want to make sure I made the order for my new fabric to make my new backpack just for myself. And so I was like, let me wait until I finish the design and make the order and know how long it's going to take to get here, and then I'll buy a ticket. And yeah, as you guys all know, in the last week, things have just gotten real crazy. So I'm glad I didn't buy the ticket, because Panama shut its border to everybody. Costa Rica shut its border to everybody. You can't go to Panama. You can't go to Costa Rica. Hell, I mean, you can't go barely anywhere. If you do, you get socially shamed. For sure. Dude, I'm reading stuff on... I'm on a bunch of forums for like ultralight backpacking gear and stuff. So they're shaming people for hiking the Pacific Crest Trail and the Appalachian Trail, saying you're going to spread it to all these mountain towns. No one's actually thinking about the actual logistics of these things. I mean, they are, and then they're just extrapolating into the worst possible scenario, but it's getting blown way out of proportion. Mostly, there's just not enough statistics to back a lot of this stuff up, but there's plenty of numbers. So there's plenty of numbers to back up anything. So, I mean, it's like a double-edged thing. Like, you can just choose the data points you want. The data points, and like, just do what you want. And there's just been this whole culture, I feel like, lately of just like, it's been real easy to shut people down, whether it's a comedian for saying something or a politician that does one thing, and you just take the one thing that they did and just say, well, that's it for them. That's been going on a lot, for better or worse, you know, for better or worse. I'm not going to judge every single thing that has happened and every single person that's done something and gotten shut down for it, but it's been a big thing that's happened in our culture in the last year, and definitely in the last 3 or 4 years. So I feel like we've all been conditioned for that, where it's like real easy to be like, X celebrity did this. If you watch their movies, you're an asshole now too, etc. It's just been, that wasn't a big thing growing up for me. It's been something the last few years. My point is that like, we're used to that now. So now it's like, this is the all-time great for canceling stuff. Now, if you're the mayor of a city and then someone shows a photo of your beach in your city, say in Biloxi, and there's a bunch of people on the beach, that's going to be all over social media. Like, look at these assholes not respecting the coronavirus, and they're going to kill old people. And you shut the city down. I feel you, mayor of Biloxi, mayor of any town, governor of any town, senator, like, you're going to look like a dick for sure if you don't shut the stuff down. So, I mean, bit by bit, the dominoes are falling, for better or worse. It's like, these people need to save face. These people more or less don't want to be wrong, you know? And it's just like, woke culture and all that. It's just like, it's one of those things where you can't be wrong. So let's take this whole thing on a whole. Social distancing, that's the phrase, right? Like, no matter which way this works out, they can't be wrong. Like, if nothing happens, if not a ton of people die and we all get through this as humanity, it's like, oh, well, it worked. Social distancing worked. Shutting everything down worked. So you can't be wrong. But if nothing was going to happen anyways, it's like, you don't know that. So it's just the safe move. It's definitely the safe move. Whereas if you don't shut down your city, your country, and things do go wrong, you're the villain for sure. So people have no choice, really, socially. It's just getting socially pressured to do it. For better or, super worse. I love it and hate it, to be honest. Like, it's, because it is bringing that disaster part that I do love as far as people coming together. I know people aren't physically coming together, but there's something about people knowing that we're all in it together, to an extent, like knowing that just like, oh, everybody's dealing with this to different degrees. But when you can't go to work and you got to stay home, but you know, like, another several billion people are in the same boat as you, kind of feels cool. And you kind of just breathe a little bit. Just breathe and just know, you don't feel any guilt that you're not doing anything. I think a lot of people are probably embracing that. Like, you just like, okay, it's okay that I'm not doing anything. And I'm sure there's a lot of people who are just screwed though. I don't know. I'm just saying a bunch of stuff that y'all have probably heard echoed and repeated a bunch before. So I'll get back to a little bit of the travel of it and whatnot. Like, let me take a sip of beer. Let me take a sip of beer. Because this beer is delicious. It's a hazy black IPA. You don't get any hazier than black. Where are my beer people at? I've been going through all the hopping footage today, so beer's on the mind for sure. But yeah, back to why I love what this whole thing that's going on. And by the way, it hasn't totally affected me so much. Like, yeah, I did want to go to New York. Well, whatever. I live my life by, I mean, this whole thing I've been doing, traveling for the last almost 13 years, is less about travel and more about, like, the moment and just living and jumping on opportunities as they come and not making hard and fast plans and leaving myself open to stuff. So the whole book tour to New York thing, the temporary wanting to go to Panama thing, it's whatever. I just roll with the punches, so it's fine. It's okay. But yeah, I think this will actually be a cool thing for a lot of people to pursue what they're into. I'm sure there's a ton of people that are finally, like, starting to write that book they've been wanting to write. I'm sure there's a lot of people, like, who work at a pharmacy, you know, and they're not stoked about being a cashier at a pharmacy. Well, a pharmacy is a bad example because those are still open. But let's say you're a bartender. There's a lot of bartenders right now that are stuck in their apartment and finally writing music. That's my point. They're writing music. They're writing a book. They're writing a business plan for some shop they want to open. People are doing stuff, and they're not feeling guilty about it. I'm sure. And that's really cool, because that's what it's about, is just, like, letting yourself be free. And for these people, like, if they can hold up financially and whatnot, and, like, whatever, you know, get yourself some food, and hopefully your landlord's not crapping on you. I don't know. I haven't heard any of these stories about that, but it's like, you can't feel guilty. You can't feel guilty about no going to work. You're basically on house arrest. So that's out the window, the guilt aspect. So a lot of people probably have time to focus on, like, whatever it is. Writing that book, writing that song, starting a new business, getting into brewing, like, sewing, whatever it is. People can start doing that. There's probably going to be a ton of creativity that comes out of this. But who knows? Who knows how long this whole thing's going to last and what's going to go down? How much weirder it's going to get? How much people are willing to succumb to some of the absurdity? I don't know. But I can tell some people are feeling a little bit free. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm just going day by day. Like, I placed an order for the fabric that I need to make my next backpack yesterday. Like, I'm here because I'm here. Like, I'm good, you know? Like, yeah, I probably would have left by now, but now I'm just sort of embracing the moment. And I'm just going day to day. I want this fabric to get here. I want to make this new backpack tent jacket combination that I'm making. It's going to be the most insane thing that I've made to date. It's going to be really light. Blah, blah, blah. Pretty freaking cool, actually. I'm excited about that. But my point is, selfishly, and I don't even mean that in a negative way, that's just what I'm up to. So it's not really affecting me so much in this moment, because this is kind of what I feel like doing. I feel like being here, and I got to wait for this stuff to get here anyways, so I'm not going to leave until it gets here, until I make the thing. So that's okay. But yeah, when I start reading this stuff about people getting shamed for hiking, literally, like, going out and hiking, and specifically through hikers, and they're getting shamed because, oh, they could go to a grocery store and infect these little towns. And I get it. You could go to a little town and resupply and spread your coronavirus to the cashier, who then spreads it to their family. But it's like, get a little creative, you know? People are getting shamed, just like, don't hike at all. It's like, this shouldn't be about like shaming people and who's the most woke and who's doing the right thing and don't fuck up. I mean, be creative. Go hiking. I say go hiking. I say go through hiking. Do whatever you want. You know what you do? You call the grocery store. If you're really that concerned, if you really think you've got it, you're going to spread it to someone, call the grocery store and be like, hey, I'm just being overly cautious. I need like 6 packets of ramen. You think you leave it outside? I'll leave you some money. You can squirt it with your sanitizer or something. Like, whatever. There's a bunch of solutions. Just like walk in with gloves. Like, don't freak out. 400 people have died. In China, less people have died in China the whole time than die per month on the roads in the United States. I mean, that's pretty nuts. That's pretty nuts. By the same logic, and I know, like, I don't know, there might be a time where we listen to this and a billion people have died, I'd look like a dick, but it's like, we're not, no one's ever suggested shutting the roads down. Over 3,000 people a month die on the roads. You'd think with the same logic, it'd be like, shut the roads down until we can figure this out. Let's get this vaccine of electric cars going. No one on the roads. Like, oh, this is, it's just insanity to me. And at the same time, I get it. You know, whatever. Wash your hands. Let's do this. Let's get through this. But it's a wild time. It's a wild time to be alive. It's fun. That's the fun part. So I'm going back and forth here because a lot of it is, it's freeing. It's really freeing, like, to see people just free. In a way, they're free. Like, you're trapped and you're free. Like, people are being sheltered in place. But at the same time, it's like, like, it's like a breath of fresh air. Thanks to a respiratory disease, like, you can really just, like, step back, get out of the grind. Like, you have to. You're not being a dick. There's no guilt. Like, you're forced to stay home. And I know everyone's situation is different. I gotta keep, saying stuff like that. But it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Despite all the negative stuff that's in there, like, there's a lot of positivity in there. So, that's what I'm talking about with the disease. Let me take another sip of beer, and I'll tell you about the, just some of the stuff that's been going on here. There's been some couch surfers and, someone from Trust Roots that, dropped in. Some cool stuff. I'm in a pretty good hub. I'm in one of the best places I could be for something like this, and I did not intend to do that. This is maybe the best place I could be, besides with, like, some of my family. But even if I was with my family, I wouldn't be in a place where I could be as productive as I am now, just because of the sewing and stuff. Let me take a sip of beer here. I love you guys. Oh, that beer is so good. I'm going to double sip it. This is good. Actually, there's still a beer that I brewed here from one of the last times I was here in Mississippi. And oddly enough, it was called the Vibrio Stout, which is the flesh-eating bacteria in the water here in the Gulf. You can't swim in the water in the Gulf here. It's there's a flesh-eating bacteria called Vibrio. And I named my stout after it. Because we're one or two blocks away from the beach right here. Which is funny, because it's like, ah, so close to the beach, but you don't get in the water. The French guy did. I'll tell you about that in a sec. I'm going to double sip. I dry hopped this beer twice. A bunch of hops in the whirlpool. The end of the boil. Hops, 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 hops. Some oats. It's got the body of a hazy IPA. It's definitely got like the hop character of a hazy IPA. But I use some dark malts in there. So it's delicious. To my beer people. So enough about Corona. Y'all have heard everything that I said come out of someone else's mouth at some point. So I got here, and the cool thing is, just I'm saying, it's my buddy Christian, his wife, who's amazing, and their two kids. Yeah, I did a podcast with Christian a while back. He picked me up hitchhiking back in 2015 when I was first doing the bivy pack thing. Y'all who've been listening to this kind of probably know who he is. We've been friends ever since, and I drop in every once in a while and make backpacks here. So I actually told him about couch surfing and also Trust Roots. Those of you who don't know what Trust Roots is, it's like couch surfing. It's a hospitality network. Trust Roots and couch surfing both are a bit like Airbnb, but free, and it's more about like interacting with the people. But anyways, yeah, there's a cyclist who came through, a writer. He was biking more or less across the country. Started in New York, went to Florida. So he stayed for a night. That was cool. It's cool to get his energy up in here. He hung out for a day, took off early the next morning towards New Orleans. Yeah, heading towards California. That guy, I'm pretty sure that was his story. And the very next day, a French guy came through Trust Roots. And that dude was hitchhiking. And it was the day he got here. He was hitchhiking from Florida, and he was going back to Austin, I believe. Definitely Texas, to go back to school. And the day he got here, he was informed that school was shut down. So he had like a month and a half left in his visa. So he was going over all kinds of options. This was the point where I was thinking about going to Panama. And he's like, I just want to do as much in the United States as I can. So I was telling him this all kinds of ideas because sort of romantically, he wanted to hit LA, hit the coast, you know, just kind of do that Miami to LA, like Atlantic to Pacific mission just for like, you know, narrative of his own story. So he's kind of had that in mind. And I was just giving him a ton of advice and he was going to stay for a night. He ended up staying for like three or four nights, just hanging out, just reassessing what he was going to do. And then his exchange student schoolish kind of situation was canceled and switched to online classes or whatever, but he still had, you know, time on his visa. So I was like, go to Utah, you know, Zion, Arches, Bryce Canyon, all that good stuff. I'm like, Colorado, Denver, Wyoming, suggesting Oregon to him. So that was just kind of fun just because I know the United States really well, obviously, and I've hitchhiked a bunch. Oh, it's kind of funny, like, we were talking hitchhiking, and then he's like, you look familiar. And he'd actually found one of my videos online. Actually, me and Christian, there's a video I posted somewhat in the last year where I hitchhiked from here to Florida, and he'd watched that video in his research of hitchhiking in the United States. That was kind of goofy. So yeah, I was just giving him as much advice as I could, going over different routes. And flights then were so cheap as they are now. It was like, he was looking at like $20 flights from New Orleans to Seattle or $22 to Denver. Just dumb, stupid flights. So it was like, because I was telling him, once you get past some of the cooler spots in Texas, it's just kind of trash. Just like long stretches of nothingness that you got to put up with, whether you're going to through El Paso or through Albuquerque, like between those two spots. And arguably those spots are not the best places to be unless you like know somebody who knows what's up. So he's like, yeah. And for him, like $22 was absolutely nothing. So it was kind of cool just going through all that with him. Don't know what he's doing now. Don't have his information. I think Christian does. So who knows? Cause it got even worse once he left here. That's when like California got like officially, that basically the day or two after he left is when a lot of cities started saying like no more bars, no more restaurants, which may or may not affect him. I think he's more of a national park guy, but now I'm starting to hear stuff like, oh, national parks are sort of shuttering down, but who knows how accurate and enforced a lot of that is. But yeah, some of that was going on. So I've been staying entertained while I've been here, and the last week has been the craziest week, where it's just like, it seems like two or three times a day, there's just another revelation. You see another city getting crazier, National Guard got involved, which I don't know exactly what that means today. Different stuff, and it's just becoming more and more apparent that traveling's going to be a little bit tough. Like, obviously, getting out of the country right now is just not an option. Not an option. I don't know where I'd go. You know? The United States is a beautiful place to be. It's a big place to be. Right now, we're getting into March, April. So, I would not mind going north, hitting up all the awesome states for this time of year, getting into this time of year towards summer, like your Idahos, your Wyomings, your Montanas, your Dakotas, I guess. Michigan for sure. All that good stuff. There's places to go, but yeah, as long as this social pressure is happening, like, I don't know how true to, I don't know. Until I hit the road, I don't know. Like, I sort of feel like what I was trying to get away from, like, it's obviously worse now than when I first started traveling back in 2007, but now it's like, I sort of feel like what it's like to be in one place where you, all this fear-mongering that I get hit with when I travel sometimes, where people are just, like, nervous, like, I get it, because if all you can do is rely on what you're reading on the internet, it's like, oh my god, it's crazy out there, but maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I'd hit the highways and start hitchhiking, and maybe I would get picked up still, but I kind of got the feeling that people just be like socially shamed out of picking me up. Just be like, that's not a good idea. That dude's traveling around. That dude's not woke. What is he doing? He's putting us all at risk. I have no idea the actual perception of people. I just stuck in one place. I can only interact with the people around me, and I can only read what's written by people who are allowed on the internet. So it's weird. This is weird for me. Usually I spend my life like moving around. Every few days I'm in a different place and I'm actually talking to people who may or may not be the type of people to post their opinions on the internet, which is a specific subset of people. Well, it's a pretty wide view still, but it's strange. So I don't know where to go from here, but this is where we're at. That's where I'm at. And I'm just, I know I've been kind of rambling a little bit and maybe even ranting a little bit. But yeah, back to that other point. I'm not too worried about it right now because it's not an issue for right now for at least another week. I'm just hoping North Carolina doesn't get shut down so my fabric gets here. The company I go through is out of North Carolina. So as long as they ship that stuff I need for my backpack, I mean, that's what I'm doing, you know? That's what I'd be doing, virus, no virus, whatever. Just want to make that, do that, and it'll be another week until I'm wanting to get out of here, perhaps, move on, and I still got some ideas, even if we're in this chaotic situation. North Carolina also coincidentally is where my brother lives, where I got some family, wouldn't mind going there. My dad works at a hardware store up in New York, which is considered, even though New York's like kind of shut down, hardware stores are considered essential businesses. So he's still working. He's there by himself, his wife, my stepmom, and my brother gone down to North Carolina as well. So he's up there by himself. Wouldn't mind dropping in on him. I got a bunch of friends in New York City. I don't know how they feel. I don't know. Maybe I'd be the problem, you know? Maybe I'd be the problem, jumping in there, spreading diseases. So I don't know. It's a weird one. Everyone's feeling weird. So just expressing some more of that. Yeah. It's a little strange. I'll take another sip of beer in this little moment. I hope you're taking a sip of beer, too. Hope you're taking a sip of beer too. Yeah, I can't even go to breweries, man. Can't even go to breweries. What breweries are open right now? Can someone tell me? As soon as you tell me, it's gonna get shut down. Damn. Pretty nuts. So that's pretty much what I got for you. Oh, there's another guy here. Another little tidbit. There's a guy who couch surfed with a Christian here in Mississippi before I got here. He came and left before I was here. Christian kind of talked about him. And that dude was in Houston for a while, and he decided to come back here. He's a roadie, among a lot of other things. And he maybe had a gig in Vegas, and it was right at the brink of all this stuff getting shut down, and his choice was either go to Vegas and see if it gets worse, or maybe come back here. So he came back here. So this guy's got a trailer, and he's hanging out. He's a pretty cool dude. He barely flew his fresh girlfriend out from Houston, so she just got here too. Barely, you know. Flights and stuff are getting weird too, but she was able to make it out here, so... It's cool. At least there's a lot of energy flowing around here while I'm, stuck making backpacks, and I got plenty of stuff to do, you know? Like, I would love to be in Panama or New York doing my book tour, but it doesn't hurt my feelings too much to get some more backpacks done for other people, get my backpack done, work on... I'm not editing the hopping show, but I'm helping a lot with it. So I got that to do. I'm going to record an audiobook for that six pack of Hitchhiking Stories. So I got plenty of stuff to do. Yeah. Anyways, I feel like I'm getting into ramble mode. So I'm going to play that little outro music and think of a few last things to say to you. And then we'll all move on in our lives. Yeah, I'm curious what all you guys are doing. I got a lot of people reaching out to me. Just, I guess I'm in a slightly different situation, but everyone's got a pretty unique situation at this point. So hit me up, everybody. I'm kind of curious what you're all doing. So let me transfer into that outro music, and then, we'll move on to the next set of points. Why not? All right, you guys. I brought you back just to make you listen to me take another sip of beer. I wish I could share it with all y'all. If anyone feels like traveling through Mississippi, taking the risk, come on down. Be here for another week or so. My friend has been talking about going up to South Dakota, like on the farm. Starting to, I don't know, he's not getting paranoid. But he's thinking about getting paranoid. You know what I'm talking about? He's like, I don't think anyone's worried about the virus. Most people are worried about, like, the result of the reaction to the virus. And he's going far with it. Like, what if the food runs out and people start, you know, shooting people, looting, and travel gets shut down. So, I don't know. He keeps bringing up this thought of going up to South Dakota. He's just floating it around. I don't know if I'd go with him or not. Probably not. I might take part of the ride. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, this beer is good. I'm just glad to have homebrew. I'm glad to be in a spot where I got some homebrew. I should probably hit up the homebrew store, because this is the big benefit of being in Mississippi, is Mississippi sucks. Mississippi is like, they're proud. It's like a line of theirs, like last in the country. You know, they argue with Alabama who's last. Let's put it that way. Who's 49, who's 50. You know what they actually say? They say Mississippi's 51st, because they like count DC and stuff. But what I'm saying is, like, if the whole world's going to do what the whole world does, like as in, like, everyone gets, you know, domino effect, and they're like, oh crap, they shut down bars, we got to shut down bars. Oh crap, they said stay in place, only essential business, we got to do that. Mississippi's always last, baby. So by being here, it's like we see in the future, you know, China does something, and then Italy does it, and then California and New York do it, and then North Carolina does it, and then and then finally, Mississippi's the last one. So that's sort of his sort of vibe, and it's like we can see what's coming. That's the benefit of being last, is you get to see what's coming. We can watch what California and New York does and know that we got a week or two until it trickles down to here. So in that regard, he's like, all right, maybe we if China's already shut down, like, that's probably where we're going. And where would you rather be? Bunghole, Mississippi, or up in South Dakota, where I guess there's freezers full of food and you go hunting and there's plenty of land and blah blah blah. Anyways, I'm not saying I'm gonna do that, but that's just something that's been being floated around. More interested in making my backpack. So Let me stop rambling. I'll get some more episodes up here. I mean, that's sort of this is what's going on. So this is what this episode's been about. So that's what it is. I definitely will have a lot more positive. Not that this has been a negative episode. It's just been a rambly, ranty one, I guess. Actually, it's not too bad. I shouldn't sell myself short. But I'd rather be talking about Hopping, you know, the show about hitchhiking and beer. I feel like we're really getting into it, and I've been talking to my editor, Gary, so I feel like that's I wouldn't say imminent at all. I wouldn't use that word imminent, even though it just came to my head and I'm saying it into a microphone, but I feel like we're really getting into it. Because he's in LA, so he's locked down. What else are you going to do, Gary? Are you listening to this? Be editing this show. So, yeah, hopefully next episode I'm talking more about that, the Hopping show. I can, like, say stuff like, get on YouTube and find our channel and subscribe. And get the audiobook for Six Pack of Hitchhiking Stories up. I'll do that one of these nights that I feel like it. I'll record that and get that up. That'll be something fun, a little bit more fun. Some backpacks. I'll get try to post some more videos and show you about the new design. And yeah, for sure, I've been here, so I've had time to make bivy packs. So if you want to buy a bivy pack, now's the time. Actually, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to buy a bivy pack, they sell for $350 on the website because I use really high-end material, so it might sound expensive, but it's a backpack and a tent. So actually, if you do the math, it probably saves you money if you do. You're getting it. So, but whatever. One time only. If anyone's actually listening to this, just send me an email. What email address am I giving out on this thing? Doesn't matter. HoboLifestyle@gmail.com. Let's just say that. If you're listening to this and you want a bivy pack, email me at HoboLifestyle@gmail.com and I'll give you $100 off. I don't know. I just made that up on the fly. So now I got to honor it until April 15th. I'm also making that up. So I'll sell you one for $250. I don't care. Until April 15th if you email me there. Otherwise, it's freestyletravelgear.com. You can get them for the normal $350. So I'll remember. I'll give you the price. It's got to seam seal them. I got a bunch done now. I just got to seam seal them. So just paint the seam so they're waterproof. But yeah, I've had the time to make some, so they're here. So there's a random deal I thought of on the spot. But yeah, that's it. As always, you can follow me on social media where I haven't been posting lately, but Hobo Lifestyle everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Let me let you guys go get back to your, whatever you're doing. And, just hit me up. I'm just curious. I'm actually curious, like, who's listening to this, and leave a review on the podcast. Usually don't ask for that, but most podcasts do. And yeah, something I should be doing. Leave me a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And actually hit me up. Just hearing who's listening to the show and what you're thinking about, like, probably make a difference in what I talk about. I can cater it a little bit more to you. You can either use that email I just mentioned or get on social media, Freestyle Travel Show on Facebook, Twitter account, all that stuff. And I'll listen to what you got to say. You can always go to HoboLifestyle.com and look at a bunch of gear and stuff that I suggest and other travel advice that you apparently can't use for a little while. And you can listen to me take one more sip of beer and then I'll say goodbye. I love you guys. Beer is good. All right, you guys. It's been another episode of the Freestyle Travel Show. I am Kenny Flannery and I will see you down the road. All my shit straight, I'll get my big brain.